Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Healthy But Human Podcast. My name is Callie Gwally. I am your podcast host, and I am so pumped to have you here today. If you are watching, hello. I feel like I don't usually film these episodes, but I want to actually get in the hang of it. I know I've been saying this for literally a year, but you guys are going to be so proud of me. I have a cutie little couch. I moved my plant for recording, filming this. It's in the corner. And I cleared off my little nightstand. So it's cute and clear for you. And I have matcha today and a cute pink water bottle. So I hope you guys appreciate the aesthetic. We're going for the aesthetic today. You guys, this couch is from House of Noah. They graciously sent me a couch. I am so just, wow. Feeling blessed. Feeling very blessed. Story time. This couch is super cute. First of all, it's great if you have kids because you can like pull it apart, they can play with it. I was like, what, play couch? That's cool. It's like super low to the ground. I think it's probably for kids, but I'm obsessed and I put it in our room and I was like, this is gonna be the filming couch. But this is a really funny story, and this is how the Lord, he just is so amazing, and I have to share this story. So today I was on my way to get my chiropractor appointment. I go to the chiropractor at this rate multiple times a week. I have been having so much just like neck pain, shoulder. There's a knot in my lat. That's where it's originating from. I have officially pinpointed the point of pain. And it's in my lat and it's literally just, it just feels like a little tingliness. I don't know, maybe there's a pinched nerve. Anyways, I've been going to the chiro and I was on my way to the chiropractor today and I look and I see this couch on the side of the road. So a little backstory, if you guys haven't ever gotten furniture off the side of the road, it is so amazing. It is a life hack, especially in your 20s, when maybe you don't have thousands of dollars at your disposal to just spend on bougie furniture, as in new furniture. Anyways, I was like, John's my husband, if you're new to the podcast. I was like, John, there is this couch on the side of the road, and I think it could be the one. So backtrack a little bit. We have a 7-month baby named Belle and she started to eat solids. And so we have a white couch from our New York City apartment. It does not make any sense. Literally having a white couch. I was like, it's so cute having a white couch. When I first got it, I was like, we need the cloud couch. Basically, it looks like a cloud couch. And we got one. You guys, with dogs and a baby, this thing is like turning orange. It is so gross. It's a love seat too, because it fit in our New York City apartment. And we were like, we've just kept it. We haven't got a new couch, but finally, we've just kind of been on like a little bit of a hunt. Not like a serious hunt, but I've had my eye on Facebook Marketplace couches. So I'm driving to the chiropractor and I see this couch on the side of the road. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this could be the couch. It is so cute. It has like the way it's shaped. I feel like I'm all about a good shape. And it kind of is like an arch type of shape. I don't know how to explain it. And it's leather, but a cute leather, like very retro. It almost looks like it's from like the 70s or the 80s, or it probably is, honestly, because I mean, it's an old couch, but it's really cute. And I called John. I was like, John, I was like, there's a couch. I just texted you a picture of it and let me know if you think it's the one. Like I can move the chiropractor appointment. We can go get the couch. So anyways, I ended up moving the chiro and he's like, this is perfect. We go and the guy had it on the side of the road, but the roommate was like charging $50 for it. I don't know. Anyways, we're like, whatever. We're going to pay $50 for this couch. Like, this thing is great. So we bring it into our house. We get our next door neighbor to help us. It's literally so heavy. And anyways, long story short, this couch is literally the exact same height as our love seat. So right now we have our love seat white couch on one side of the living room. And then we have this 3-person leather couch. It's like actually so perfect, and we're cleaning it right now and gonna condition the leather and then add cute pillows to it. But long story short, you guys, God is so just, he's our provider. I have not even like prayed and asked him for a couch or anything, but he knows that we really wanted a couch. We've wanted a couch for a long time. it just hasn't made financial sense in the moment. We've gotten into budgeting, so that can be a whole other episode. Maybe John needs to be on the show for that. But we've been budgeting a lot, and we kind of actually save up for things now, which is amazing. Used to, I would get my paycheck, and I was like, oh, I go shopping now. And long story short, that did not last for very long. John and I last year were like, oh, we need to figure something out. So we started budgeting. It's been amazing. Anyways, this couch was the biggest blessing from God. And I think John had like just finished, he like had just read scripture. It was kind of about something around the lines of this. And I texted him right when he finished reading scripture. And anyways, call it overly spiritual, whatever you want. I feel blessed by God. He blesses us. He provides. He knows our needs. And sometimes that looks like a beautiful couch on the side of the road that is literally perfect and is everything we've been looking for $50. So I just feel very, very, very blessed. And the fact that like we also got this couch literally 2 days ago, God is so good. And I just want you to know, like, if you are feeling financially strained right now, maybe you have a house you want to furnish, but it's expensive. I'm there. God, he will provide. He will provide. And just continuing to thank him, be grateful and just... oh, his timing is cool. And you know, I was not expecting a couch, like I said, but I really wanted to share the story because it was really cool. Anyways, that was my day so far. I did go to Cairo, I did get cracked, and I feel really good, but I still feel like, you know, the things. I need to just stretch, I think. Anyways, I feel like I'm rambling a little bit, but that was today. I hope you guys had a good Easter. I hope you just like felt so close to God and just had a good day. But let's just get into our self-check-in, you guys. Quick little matcha break. I'm drinking matcha today. I feel like I usually drink a cold brew or I drink like a pour over. What's your coffee order? Comment below. But we're having a matcha. If you're watching, a matcha. I hope you like my crusty nails. They're not pink and painted. I usually paint my nails pink, but they have not been painted in a while. I feel like it's been a little interesting finding time to paint my nails with my child. Let me know if you're a mom listening and you're like, you have any tips on how to paint your nails in what window of time when you're not cleaning the house or doing something else. Anyways, drinking a matcha. I feel very chatty, as you can tell. No, I have not had a lot of caffeine today. I think I'm just a little delirious, if I'm being totally honest, but I am pumped to be filming and talking to you guys. So cheers. Cheers to our self-check-in. Let's get into it. Okay, self-check-in time. The self-check-in is a time to really ground yourself. We are going to become present with how we're feeling, how we're doing. So let's just all start by taking a big inhale through our nose. Exhale through our mouth. One more time. Inhale in. Exhale out. Just knowing it's all going to be okay. God's got us. He's got us. Let's ask ourselves on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? And get so real with yourself, no holding back. And now let's ask the follow-up question of why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened, but just getting real with yourself and finding that root cause. Just like all the tension in my neck, it's from a root cause. It's important to figure out what's causing things and how we're feeling. Think of your emotions like signals. Once you've found the root, then invite the Lord into that root and help him work through it with you. Next question. Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, let's all just grab our waters. No, not our matcha doesn't count today. I'm going to attempt to open this water bottle with my leg. I love a good screw-on water bottle, but you know, when you have one hand, it just doesn't always make sense. All right, cheers to hydration. Guys, I've been obsessed with aminos lately. So obsessed that I have one of the co-founders of my favorite brand coming on the show. Oh my goodness. I'm very excited. I just need to just let you guys into this for a second before we get into our check-in some more. One of the founders of the Aminos brand I'm obsessed with, he came on our show last week and I just absolutely picked his brain about all the things protein. Because I know protein's a big hot topic, you guys. And I know a lot of us are like, how much protein? What protein? There's so much information out there. And so I'm very excited for this conversation to go live. It is so, it's so helpful. But I have been having aminos in my water like every day. and I have noticed differences. I will say it's not placebo. I have noticed a difference. So that being said, I've been loving aminos in my water, and yeah, I just went on a total tangent there. Anyways, I have one more question for us, a little short, sweet check-in today. But my next question is, what is something that you can do to show somebody kindness today? Maybe it's a stranger, maybe it's yourself or a friend or the Lord. How can you show kindness? Okay, that has absolutely nothing to do with our episode today, but it popped into my head, and I am very excited to get into our episode though. So you might be watching this and you might notice that I'm wearing a sweatshirt that says Sunshine Pilates. So if you have been following along on the journey, you probably know that I opened a faith-based Pilates studio in my garage. And it has been a journey. And I really wanted to just get out there and share my story with opening it. I think that I have touched on this a little bit, but I feel like I haven't really just broken down what it's really like to work in ministry and have your own ministry that's also a business, and how to put God first in a business, and also just what it's like. And I just want to share some things I've learned with you guys. So a couple things first is I have multiple businesses. This is different than Sweaty Studio. Sweaty Studio is my online Pilates studio, and it is rooted in faith. Like, it's still built on the foundation of faith, but it's not outwardly faith-based. So it has affirmations in the workouts that are all based on Christ, but it's more of, I don't want to use the word open to everyone, because obviously faith-based is open to everyone too, but I would say it's more along the lines of like mental health mixed with wellness and all those things. So it's called Sweaty Studio. Go check it out as well. It's really fun. But this is a different business. And you know, it's really interesting because I was so on the fence last year about making Sweaty Studio fully faith-based, fully Christian. And I decided not to. I decided that I wanted to actually start a separate business. And that was honestly a big decision. I was like, do I open Sweaty Studio in person? I've had Sweaty Studio for several years now. And I finally, just after praying about it a lot, came to conclusion that it was going to be different than Sweaty Studio. And it was hard because in my logical marketing brain, I was like, that makes absolutely no sense to call it something else. Sweaty Studio, I have branded for years. This is what I have built. And to do something different, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So it doesn't always have to make sense with the Lord, but the Lord gave me a lot of peace to call my second Pilates studio Sunshine Pilates. Anyways, backtrack a little bit. So Sunshine Pilates started last year. It was not called Sunshine Pilates. In fact, it was a weekly in-person Pilates community event on the beach. It was totally free. I'd have it every Saturday morning, and I started this when I was pregnant. So this is around March, I think March of last year, March of 2024. And I remember I was super nervous to have in-person classes. In fact, so nervous because I had actually had, you could call it, quote unquote, failed events before where no one really showed up. And it was very embarrassing. I felt a lot of shame around it. I just felt very ashamed. I was like, I have a large online following. Why is it so hard to get people to come to my stuff in person? Like, I see people all over the internet who have a large following and hundreds of people come to their stuff. Like, why am I not able to do that? Honestly, that's what I was going through my brain. A lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of judgment. And finally, I just started really sitting with the Lord in it. And I was like, God, is this really you? When are you calling me to do this? And I put it off for months. I was disobedient. I didn't do it when he told me to. But finally, I did. I'm really grateful that I did. It was really scary the first time I did it. But what changed everything for me is when one of my friends told me, she was like, if no one shows up, that means God wanted to carve out that time for you and him to spend, because he's always going to show up. And it was really cool. I realized, like, there's really no way to fail in this, truly. And it gave me a lot of courage to just start having these events. So I started having these events. It was pretty challenging because I had morning sickness my entire pregnancy. So I would, this is a little TMI, but I would do my best to not throw up while I was teaching these classes. It was so tough, to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can even have these on the beach anymore. Like, it was just one of those things where as I got more pregnant, the morning sickness didn't leave. And I was just like, this is kind of a lot. And it's just a lot. So one night at like 4 a.m, I'd wake up a lot in the middle of the night. But this one particular night, I woke up and I could not fall back asleep. I had this idea in my brain. I was like, I wonder how many mats I could fit in my garage. So at this point, my husband and I had decided that we were going to start making space for our nursery for Belle. And at the time, he had a room, I had a room for our office space. So we moved in together into one office room. And as a result, we needed to make a home gym to put our reformer as well as some weightlifting stuff for him. And we built out a little just makeshift garage gym. We got little foam tiles off Amazon. They're super cute. And it was just like really fun. So we had made this garage gym. And we'd also, this is a little side note, but John and I had been praying and we really felt the Lord tell us that we were going to have an in-person studio. We didn't know when, but we felt the Lord be like, you need to get this stuff for it first before you get the space. And in my brain, I was like, that makes absolutely zero sense. Like, I need to get a commercial space before I get any equipment. But we just obediently ordered the stuff. We got a lot of cute equipment from Bala and we just like had it in our house. And then we're just kind of waiting, praying. And then that one night I had this idea. I was like, oh my goodness, I could have this in my garage. And I went into the garage. I started to measure out my space. I was like trying to figure out how many mats I could put in the garage, if it even worked to have a class in there. And it did. So I'm like, okay, like let's try this. Let's see if people will still show up to a garage Pilates class instead of the beach, which is a little bit different. People did. People came to the garage Pilates class and it was so amazing. So at this point, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of nervous. I'm like, okay, I could have a studio out of my house. Like, that's very doable. There's a studio in Hawaii that I went to when I was in North Shore. And it's a Pilates studio out of this girl's house. And it's super cute. She made her garage really cute. And I remember going and I had the best time. And I was thinking to myself at the time, this would be really cool to have something like this in a little local small town, having a little local Pilates studio, like so fun. So anyways, I have this dream in the back of my mind. I'm very pregnant and I'm like, this just, I don't know logistically how any of this would make sense. Like, I'm the only one teaching these classes. I don't know how I would have a studio. So anyways, I go on this girl's podcast. We met at one of my beach classes and shout out McKaylee. You guys probably know who she is. She is amazing and teaches, spoiler alert, she teaches for me now. But I go on this girl's podcast and I remember after we recorded, like, we became instant friends. She was like, hey, what are you going to do when you give birth? Are you going to keep doing the classes or kind of like what's your plan? And I remember saying to her, I don't really know because I don't have anyone else to teach these classes. And I mean, I want to be with my baby. You can't work out for like 6 weeks after you give birth. I just don't really know how it's going to work. She's like, I have really wanted to become a Pilates instructor. I don't know if you'd be interested in this, but maybe I could train. You could train me and I could teach for you. So I pray about it. I'm like, I don't know. I had some bad experiences working with people in the past. And I was like, oh, I don't really know how I feel about this. But anyways, you guys, long story short, I start training McKaylee. We have a super fast training. We literally trained for like 2 weeks every single day for multiple hours before this girl was ready to teach. I certified her. She starts teaching mock classes. And before you know it, I'm like, okay, like, let's get you on the Saturday Pilates and Praises and see how it goes. These classes are still free classes. So I'm like, okay, like, let's do this. Let's do this thing. She starts teaching them. And oh my goodness, literally amazing. Like, so amazing. It was perfect. I give birth. I'm able to step away for 6 weeks, have her teaching the classes. And while I'm freshly postpartum, I'm still thinking, like, I really, really want to have a Pilates studio in my garage. Like, I really want to actually make this happen. But I was so nervous because I just didn't know if it was even going to be possible still because I have a new baby. And at this time, John is starting to look for a corporate job. We had stopped working together about a year ago and he was going to get back into finance. We were even like considering, this is the week after giving birth, even considering if maybe we were going to move entirely, if we're going to move to like Miami or New York or Dallas. We had a whole Dallas moment. We're like, let's go to Dallas. Anyways, you guys, eventually I felt the Lord be like, take it one day at a time. Just take it one day at a time. Just slowly start building this thing out and see what happens. So that's what I do. I start building it out. I order the cute little vinyl sign for Sunshine Pilates. I got the logos done. I ordered cute decorations. We set up the website finally. And before you know it, it's like, okay, let's just kind of have a soft opening. Start having more classes during the week. Make them paid. That was so scary, seeing if people would show up when the classes were paid. And slow but surely, there were people that roll into the week classes. Sometimes one person would show up. Sometimes three people would show up. Eight people. But it was a slow rollout. And it was so scary. And At first, I wasn't having the studio be fully faith-based. It was, I'd have Pilates and Praise on Saturdays. And then during the week, it was called Sunshine Sculpt. So they were not faith-based classes. There were some worship songs mixed in. But I was just frankly nervous that people wouldn't want to come to a fully faith-based studio. That's totally the enemy, by the way. Totally the enemy, trying to put doubt in my mind. I just felt like this watered-down version of myself. And the studio felt very watered down. I had this desire that was placed on my heart from the Lord to have a fully faith-based studio, but I was so afraid of what people would think if it was fully faith-based, because I have never seen anyone do that. I've seen kind of a blend of faith and fitness and like little events here and there and stuff, but I haven't seen I've seen maybe one fully faith-based studio in Dallas. But other than that, I feel like I haven't really seen a lot. So it's kind of like, oh my goodness, no one's really done this that I've seen. Like, what's going to happen? I don't know about you, but in the past, Easter has really snuck up on me. And I found that I've brushed aside the deeper meaning behind God's ultimate sacrifice, which is sending his son to die for us so that we could have a close access to him just as we are, no matter who we are. Easter is the reminder that Jesus died for everyone. Whether you've been walking with God for 20 years or you've never said a prayer in your life, he wants a relationship with you just as you are. When I recommitted my life to Jesus, I was living in Miami, freshly out of a 4-year relationship, coping through the party scene, feeling so empty and anxious, when two of my friends who didn't even know each other invited me to the same church on the same weekend. And you guys, God spoke so clearly to me, and from that day forward, growing closer to him has actually changed my life forever. One of my daily habits that I love to use to really connect with the Lord is through the Glorify app, and I'm especially pumped to use it during Holy Week. It's my go-to for daily devotionals, scripture, guided worship, and even calming meditations when I'm feeling overwhelmed or far from God. And right now, Glorify is inviting us into an 8-day Holy Week challenge. 8 devotionals, 8 days. Each one drawing you closer to Jesus in a simple, powerful way. They've partnered with The Chosen, and Laura Silva, who plays Eden, created exclusive Holy Week content just for the app. If you're ready to celebrate Easter in a new way, join me and join Glorify's Holy Week Challenge. You'll also get access to exclusive reflections and insights from The Chosen's Lauren Silva, guiding you through the season of renewal. Visit glorify-app.com/Cali right now to download the Glorify app for free. That's glorify-app.com/Cali to download the Glorify app for free. glorify-app.com/Cali. My healthy behemoth queen, have you ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, getting your steps in, but your energy still tanks by 2 p.m. or you just feel off for no reason? Same. And what I didn't know for the longest time is that so many of those little things, low energy, occasional bloating, mild mood dips can actually be tied to what's going on with your hormones. Okay, but Callie, I know my hormones are out of whack. Where do I even start? That's exactly why I love Happy Mammoth. They have a free 2-minute hormone quiz that helps you uncover what might actually be going on beneath the surface. It's super quick, just a few questions about your lifestyle and what you're feeling, and then it gives you a personalized recommendation. I took it myself and my results showed that my estrogen levels might be off. One of the first things they suggested was their best-selling herbal formula called Hormone Harmony, which is filled with plant-based ingredients backed by science. They have adaptogens in Hormone Harmony such as ashwagandha, which helps your body respond to stress, and maca root, which I love, which supports steady energy, helps ease mild mood swings, and even supports healthy desire and drive. Hormone Harmony has over 40,000 five-star reviews, and they sell a bottle every 24 seconds. One survey even found that 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said they felt like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. And you spell Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
But I think that in our discomfort is where the Lord, and in our weakness is where the Lord really, really comes and just shines and shows off his strength, because he showed off his strength, you guys. I remember I was so nervous to post in Facebook groups about the studio. I was like, oh my goodness, like, are people going to show up? Are people going to receive this well? Like, what am I, like, I was so nervous. And I posted about it for the grand opening in January, and you guys, it was just like such, like, just the classes were crazy waitlisted. I mean, the Lord, his hand was just in this whole thing. And I don't want to just sit there and act like all these things just happened overnight, right? Like, this whole business ministry was built over time, and lots of prayer went into this. So I want you to just know, if you are feeling called to start a ministry or go into ministry, it is so crucial to be praying. Not only you praying for this thing, but having other people praying for it as well. Having a covering, that is so crucial as well, especially in ministry. So just lots of prayer was going into this, lots of leaning in on the Lord, because it's so easy to get caught up in the numbers, to get caught up in, oh my goodness, everyone loves my studio. When in reality, I need to stay humble. I need to remember that this is the Lord's studio. This is about God, not about me. This is about forming a community. This is not like, I don't want this to be my face on this, but I want this to be the Lord's face. So anyways, it's just a continuation of remembering why I'm doing what I'm doing. So we have this grand opening. It goes amazing. And then the classes aren't full. And I was really so excited after the grand opening. I was like, oh my goodness, I feel like the studio, it's gonna just happen now. All these classes are gonna be full. Everything's gonna be amazing. No, it took time. It's taken time. And there are still classes that are not always full, right? Like, I think what we see on social media is people launch businesses and they seem like they're always full. But that's not always the truth. I think people like to document when they're full, but it doesn't always happen overnight. And I think there is beauty in slow growth. There's beauty in learning. God has continued to teach me things as I'm figuring out how to have an in-person business. I think what's also been a challenge that I've had to learn how to navigate is how to work with a friend. So Mikaylee, I don't think she'll mind me sharing this on here, but she is someone that I'm really close to. So we work together and we're also close friends. We have had some interesting moments for sure in our friendship where we have had to really address hard conflict, and we had a fight on the phone and it ended really well. But I will say that if you work with friends, like, my biggest piece of advice is do not hide things from each other. If something happens that the other person does that makes you not happy, tell it to them immediately, both sides. You gotta talk about things, because there have been so many moments where division has tried to come into the studio between us when we hide things and hold things in that are bothering us, the other person did. So it's really important to just stay honest, stay truthful with each other when you're working with honestly anyone, friend or not. You got to be honest and learn how to not get offended. I think that's so crucial in business and anything in life, is learn how to receive feedback with an humble, humble, open heart. And it makes it just like so much better. I think also with like the classes, you guys, the clients, it has been really cool seeing the difference in classes where I pray over the class and I let the Holy Spirit lead the class versus the class where I go in hurried, rush, wanting everyone to be happy, wanting to impress people. There is such a difference. And God has been, he's been showing me a lot about people pleasing. Having an in-person business, you want to get good reviews. You want people to come back. And I definitely have been learning how to navigate that. How do I have an in-person business that gives people a good experience, but I'm not in the studio kissing their feet, trying to get them to like me, when in reality it should be, obviously I want to create a good experience for people, but I don't want to cut out the fact that this is about Jesus, not about myself. That has been really interesting. And throwing a whole other layer to this, Sunshine Pilates, is that we started posting YouTube workouts and posting stuff on social media. So now there's a whole nother layer to this ministry, right? It's now we're reaching people all over the world, which has been so cool. But I think it's just been so interesting to me how the enemy has tried to come into my head and make it about me. Make it about me. It's so wild, you guys. I really understand why a lot of people in ministry have slipped up in big ministries that we are very famous. It's this little voice that when something good happens, it's like that little voice of like, it makes it about you. I don't know how to explain it, but it's been so interesting. Like I need to continue every day staying plugged into the word and pursuing God in everything that I do in this business, because it is just actually wild to me as it's gotten more recognition, how it's just so important to stay rooted, stay grounded. Like I just look at Jesus in his ministry. He was on this earth, and if you look and read all of the gospels, Jesus was the most humble person ever. And yet he was famous. He was literally famous in his times and is still famous today. I mean, I think most of us know about Jesus at this point. But it's just like a good reminder that Jesus is literally the Son of God, and he was so humble to the fact that he literally bore our sins and died for us and had completely false insults spat at him, and yet he didn't do anything. Like he wasn't like, I'm going to strike all you guys down. No, he was so humble. There's so much power in humility. And I think that's something that God has really been showing me. God's also been really showing me the power of patience, the power of trusting his timing, and realizing that sometimes God works in ways we don't always understand. Like sometimes when there's two people in the class versus having a full class, like those are some of the really powerful classes where it's like you get to connect one-on-one with these people and really get to know their story, really get to know what they're going through. It's like, I think our world has a false lens of success. Our world defines success a lot as numbers, in money, in following, and all of that. When in reality, like, I think true success is leading someone close to the Lord. Truly, like the classes where people grow closer to the Lord, like those are the most successful classes, not the classes where they're waitlisted and people like, I don't know, come and go and don't encounter the Lord. Like, I think it's the ones where people truly encounter Jesus the most. So I don't know, this whole experience with ministry, I'm only at the beginning of it, which is why I'm so excited to kind of share what I've learned so far, but it has been so just incredible. I mean, it has been really hard. It's been really, really hard. But it has been one of those things where, oh, I need to share something else. I need to share something so important, guys. Something else I've learned in ministry is that, you guys, I think a lot of people in the church accept spiritual attack. And when they do something, when they're doing something for the kingdom, they just allow a spiritual attack to happen in their life, right? It's like, oh, well, I must be doing something right because I feel like the enemy's coming against me. I'm reading this book. It's amazing. It's called The Prophetic Warrior by Emma Stark. And she talks about how when we say that, when we let the enemy in, that is literally giving him power because we're accepting that he is going to come against us. Where if we, like, on the flip side of things, we're doing ministry, right? And we're like, no weapon formed against me can prosper. Absolutely not. Like, we take authority that we have in Christ and we let the devil know we are already winners. We're already victorious in Christ, so he cannot touch us with his schemes. And I love at the end of my classes, when everyone's gone, to just pray over the space, to cleanse the space with the blood of the Lamb. I say, I cover this space with the blood of Jesus, and anything in here that is not of the Lord, I just bind and cast out and send to the feet of Jesus right now. So it's really important when you're doing ministry to make sure that you send things to the feet of Jesus. Nothing can linger, nothing can stay. And really just continuously plead the blood of the Lamb over your space. Invite angels, station angels around your business, whether it's online, whether it's in person. We can do all these things in Christ, truly, you guys. And if you're like, Callie, you're literally on something. What are you talking about? Read the book of Acts. Read Acts. That book is about the church today. Just because it was written so long ago does not mean that it doesn't apply to us today. So read all these things. All these things are so real. Healing, it's real. Deliverance, it's real. All of these things. Dreams from the Lord, real. Hearing the voice of the Lord, real. Angels, real. Demons, real. All these things. And we have that same authority that the disciples had because we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. I feel like I just went mega church girl on you, but I love it. I love it. I love Jesus. He's the best. So anyways, I hope that this helped you a little bit. I hope my story has inspired you. If you are starting a business, even if it is not an outward ministry, guys, just keep inviting Jesus into these things, even if it's not outwardly faith-based. Like Sweaty Studio, I mean, we do the same thing for Sweaty Studio. We plead the blood of the Lamb over Sweaty Studio. We pray over Sweaty Studio. We pray over people who are doing Sweaty Studio. Like, there is power in prayer. There's power in our words. And God can work through you even if you are at a business that's not Christian. Even if you encounter people every day who are not Christians. Like, he can speak through you to other people. In fact, we're literally called. We're called. I mean, Jesus, when he was in ministry, he's like, I came here for the sick to be, like, if he came for the sick, right? So we, as Christians, should be getting out of our comfort zone, sharing the gospel with people, whether that's at our work, whether that's over social media, whatever it is, just asking the Lord to lead you in those moments. Obviously not doing it in our own strength, but you, like, walking by the Spirit in these things, and it's just makes life so much richer. And I think that's the big thing. Like, the Lord has shown me recently is, like, when I've been in uncomfortable situations and it feels impossible, truly just walking in the Spirit. Just walk in the Spirit. How do we walk in the Spirit, you guys? I think it's just asking the Holy Spirit to fill us even more and just asking the Lord to just help us kill our flesh and just walk and speak to him in every area of our life, continuously hanging out with him, listening to his voice, not any other voices. And I think it just makes our life so much better, so much richer. But anyways, I hope this episode helped you a little bit. I hope that no matter if you're starting a business, maybe you're getting a new job, whatever the case is, you guys, I want to leave you with this. Just pursue the Lord in everything that you do. Really just pursue him. Know that he has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope in a future. He loves you so deeply. He'll be with you in everything you do. He's blessing you. He loves you. Follow him. Sometimes the voice of logic doesn't always have to make sense, you guys. He does give us wisdom, though. So really, really ask the Lord for wisdom in what you're doing. Because there is moments to really lean in wisdom that is from the Lord. But you got this. I believe in you. I'm so proud of you. And I really hope that I just know that whatever God calls you to, as long as you really pursue him in it, like, it can't fail. So I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you for listening / watching the podcast. If you love it, it's inspiring, send it to a friend who you think it would really help, and tag us on socials as well. Healthy But Human Pod on Insta and Healthy But Human on TikTok. You guys, I love you so much. I'm so thankful for you. And if you haven't already, go check out Sunshine Pilates. We have a YouTube channel where we have virtual workouts. And if you're in South Florida, come to our studio in South Florida. Okay, I'll see you next time. Have the best day and stay healthy but human. Okay, bye. I love you.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.